Hi, I'm Orsan. We're here at Auroville Radio for a brand new show because, well, I'm here actually with Wazo and Chandra. And we're going to have a new show that's going to be about...
About what?
This is about how to be funny. Not really. This is about Wazo, the Wazo methodology. And we're going to start in ancient history and we're going to come to us sitting here today. And should we make up a jingle for this show?
I have one, Orsan.
Okay.
It's the one of Froggy the Frenchie. Maybe you have no right to use it.
We can recycle it, or we can try it. Should we try it?
Ooh. The Wazo methodology.
But there's a secret, right, about that?
Yeah?
I know the secret of your jiggle.
Yeah, you know the secret, but I don't want that to Orsan because he has his own character. I have my character, and I don't want the confusion, Orsan.
Okay.
You have to assume, you have to create your jingle.
But can I say, Wazo, can I say the secret? Can I reveal the secret?
You can say.
Okay, so it's basically, suddenly the jingle goes off during one of our broadcasts, and it's because it's his cell phone ringtone.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so basically, I can just call you now.
You know, it's the principle, you use a sound from the daily life. There you, that is become banal in daily life. There you extract from the banality and you put in the value by doing a jingle with them. Yeah.
So he got inspired by his ringtone and he composed a jingle around it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. The problem, I have an alarm. The alarm is very fun. You know, I try to find for the Genius Brothers a song about that. So let's go to try this alarm. No, I don't know how it's worked. Anyway, ask me a question also.
Okay, no, so let's talk about the method. So in my idea for this show was we're going to try to uncover your methodology, like now you're explaining us about the jingles, and try to follow that path, and then we can also take tangents off in the direction of explaining and exploring certain methodological ideas with Chandra, etc. What's the first jingle you ever had, Wazo?
For example, I have to give you to speak about the alarm, no? So, for example, we have this one. Oh, shit, I lost.
Wazo is looking at his phone.
This is the one, I like it, I use it for the foggy. But I like this one also. So, for the jingle, it's time to wake up. It is time to wake up, 7:30, hey! You see, this is the principle of... you make a détournement.
Well, to go around it, or...
No, you got something, and suddenly you say, it is time to wake up. You can do a lot of... You change the lyrics, no?
You just turn it
becomes
into something.
Fun, because suddenly, when you do your show, you take a normal... That everybody have the opportunity to do that. And just, you put some lyrics. And me, I find 7:30 was good to wake up. It is time to wake up. This is an example of the détournement of banality sound. It's correct?
Yes.
Luckily, Chandra is here to help me to express with intelligence and subtlety what I said in Globish stupidly.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chandra.
Thank you, guys. It makes me want to ask a question, because it seems that if you wake up and you really have something to do, you don't have the time to think of an alarm sound as a creative opportunity. So is it true that to have this sort of creativity, you need time?
Yes and no. Yes, of course. Creativity, you want to speak about what? How to make a show? How to make a song?
No, but like that specifically, how does it come that by listening to something like that, as you said, these kind of normal everyday sounds, how is it that you associate and you
Suddenly, I have to do that for the milk, because often I have problem with the milk, that suddenly I burn 2-3 times the pan, not with the milk. Because I forgot to put the alarm. So I decided to put the alarm for the dogs, for the milk, or different stuff. But after 10 or 15 times, you hear ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, suddenly you start to be boring, or the sound start to be boring. So in order to go from the boring to the creativity, you add some lyrics. There, it's not easy because I try to find ta-ta-ta-pa-pa-pa. pas 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, it is time to wake up. You see? And slowly, slowly, I start to think that. And there, I don't know why I love my dog also. He'll look at me like that. He's happy. So it starts like that. And the other one, the first one from Froggy, I like the song. You are there in your house, and suddenly you hear this song. Where is my song? Yeah, this one. This one, look at that. This is. Merde, shit. Sorry.
And so Wazo is just scrolling through his.
He's
what
got
are they called?
Old, it's like an old Nokia phone he has. Even this is too complicated for him.
It's one of those that
one,
has
two,
like.
One, two, three, four.
Wow, it's. Okay, bloody hell. It worked before, it was possible. It's,
yeah.
Of anyway, this one.
Should we come back onto this idea of methodology, Wazo?
Yeah, methodology.
Methodology. Can you give us a starting point?
The methodology.
The idea when just being funny the methodology started to be imposed on this idea. Obviously, as a kid, you try to be funny or whatever. Is there a point for you in your life when you started to develop a method, let's say? And paint us a picture.
The methodology. Now, first, I think when you are kids, you can see already what is the tendencies that where you go. Now, if you have become serious, or see you like to make a joke or stuff like that. So it starts, I think, when you are kids. After the teenager time is important. We have
Wait. I just want to get, because to me, this is what's going to be interesting. Is like, just paint us Wazo as the kid.
Yeah.
Where is he? What does he look like? What is the forces there?
Already, I have two sisters and four brothers, so I am the last one. So, you look, you listen, you learn fast.
Or you're forgotten.
Very important, you go to Catholic Church. There, become a child of art, on the front cœur, child of art.
Oh, the choir.
Yeah.
Choir
so
boy.
You learn the theater. My first theater was in the church. In fact, because suddenly you have to put a white dress, you have all the ceremony, you have to...
Small church, big church?
The small church, in the small village. International village, by the way.
Okay.
There was, my family was from Russia and Poland. There was Italian, Spanish, this. So it was a kind of international village, working class, stuff like that. And there was a small church. And there, it was so funny because it was an opportunity to learn theater. Because, in fact, after maybe 15 years after, I learned that there is a relation between the theater and the church ceremony. Okay? Even the way how it's all is organized. For example, we call that Italian scenes, Italian stage. You know, we said, for example, in theater, we call that a theater with an Italian stage. Means, the spectators are all sit and they look all in the same direction.
So you mean all of this were your duties as an altar boy preparing?
No, I did not know that.
No, but this was the setting that you're talking about.
For me, I think
the first performance was in the church,
altar boy.
Because suddenly, you have, from a boy, you have to put a dress already.
Yeah.
A white dress and stuff like that. After you have all the costume of the priest, it changed four times by years and stuff like that. You have a ceremony. So the first gag starts like that, no?
But then also on top, obviously, you're the last kid, so you need to find your own method to rise above the older, bigger ones. So
they were all intelligent, so I lost the intelligence, so I have to find a way. you start to make some joke and stuff like that in order to be loved. Normally, it's the first stuff, no? You want to be... probably... I have some brother that was funny also. what happened after?
So you begin to understand the structure, the system of theater.
Yeah. Why I speak about it, what we call Italian stage, is because the idea is the spectators sit down and they all look at the same direction. This is very important because 10 years or 15 years after, I will learn the theater that destroy this principle that spectators are sit at the stage. Is the same focalization. In the church, you look for God in the tabernacle, how would you call that?
The altar?
Hotel.
Tabernacle, hotel. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You look like that. A God is there, but not on the left, not on the right. He's just in the middle, no? And all the theater was doing that. And when 68 arrived, a lot of directors of theater, they start to say, no, we need to destroy these focalizations of the spectator. And they start to play in all space. Suddenly, the divine, if you want God, is not localized in one space. Suddenly, is everywhere. And there, you have a playing company where suddenly you move the spectator. Suddenly, the spectator, you have to go there. You have to look on the right, on the left. My first funny company was in Paris. The name was Zero de Conduite. And there, I was suddenly with 15 or 16 people that are supposed to be funny, you know. So suddenly you have a lot of stimulations, no? This was funny. And we use that. We use the four. There was four stage, even five, no? like that, there was one on the north, one on the south, one on the east. So the spectator never know. Suddenly he look on in front of himself. Suddenly he have to turn because something happened on the back of him. Stuff like that, no? This was funny to create surprise and stuff like that.
Do you have a question, Chandra?
No, it's fine.
No,
it's not methodology. This is about
No, I was going to bring methodology in. Did you already find your own kind of essence already then, or that sort of developed later of what you were... now it's obviously clear that Wazo has his own system here in Oroville and his own stylistically.
Yeah, he arrived, I can say, I think there is a difference before I arrived in Oroville and after Oroville. So before it was, I have different, I think I was no particularly funny on stage because in the beginning I tried to become super actor, serious actor, not dramatic, but contemporary. So it's very serious, maybe.
So you were taking yourself seriously?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah. I was looking like Artaud. My look was like a little bit Artaud, long hair, like that. You have this myth of the poet. The poet is a little bit sad, shoes like that.
Can I take a tangent here? I think that this is a kind of an interesting topic, just maybe because now we have this narrative of the history, and then we can just, for example, this idea that Chandra just brought up of taking yourself seriously or not seriously. So I think that on a stage setting is super interesting to explore.
See, if I was serious?
No, this idea on the stage during a performance about taking yourself seriously and not seriously. Okay. This is really interesting because it's a big struggle.
Give me an opportunity to experiment stuff that I was not too much aware in France. In France, I start. In fact, by true theater, it was when you are a kid, you play some kids theater, stuff like that. After what's happened, it was more agitprop, what we call performances on the street in relations with politic, cultural problem, issue, no? Stuff like that. So I was, for me, it was more, I did not like the official theater, and I was very... motivate to go on street and to do some performances a little bit strange, no? Like, how would you call that? Activism?
Yeah.
But I don't know if English is the same stuff. So I start like that, to have, you prepare to do something on street and you incorporate you welcome the cops. So you know that the cops will come and they have to be part of your performance, no? And you have to be arrested, because if you are not arrested, it's not fun. You have to be arrested, and after the cops take pictures, you know, and after 1 or 2 hours, they give freedom to you. This is fun. You arrive and the friends are happy.
My question is about when you go on stage here.
But I think it's interesting to see it as an evolution. So, because you said that you started... by taking yourself seriously and approaching this with a more dramatic side. And so now...
When you're on stage now, are you seriously funny or are you funny in non-serious? Like, how do you represent yourself?
To be funny is very serious.
Yeah. I think that a lot of people don't get that, Wazo. No, in a way, a lot of people, they think that being on stage is about being... funny in a way, but I feel like what I understand you're saying a bit that it's, I don't know.
No, it took a lot of, depends, because there is different way of to be funny. You have there are people that are funny by making joke about other people, or you are funny by making joke, how we call that, the blag, you say, the ready-made blag, the story of Toto, it does that, yeah, you have the sense of humor, if it's not to be funny, the sense of humor is important. And the sense of humor means there is a lot of backup, background.
Yeah.
You need to create something about. So, in fact, I realized that when I arrived in Auroville, I have a lot of background experience with company, that there was contemporary theater, super serious. So it's more the poesy aspect, the you integrate the silence, the beauty of the stage, the beauty of the decorum, stuff like that, no? You don't have an objective to be funny, no? It's more to be more poetic. Poesy?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Poetic or something.
And but when I was in Paris, it was a company where you need to have three capacity in you to, in order to go inside, to be accepted by the company. You need to have an artistic approach, what they call, means you play an instrument, you are able to play songs. After, you need to have a politic consciousness, to know what is fascism, not fascism, stuff like that, left to right. And to have a spirit of adventure. So you are not a functionary, 8 o'clock is 8 o'clock, 5 p.m. I go back home, and stuff like that. So it was the first company suddenly with this kind of objective. You are non-stop to be in creativity, to change your life. You have no timing, and you move non-stop, no? Just like that.
So that's more of an integral approach when your whole life becomes that, right?
Yeah, there was one guy who was in charge. This guy, he was so funny. Funny in the sense, he has the capacity. He was the director, able to write very fast sketches. He has the capacity to dispatch the different role for each one. So I was a little bit fascinated. It was the first time. He has a capacity to oblige you to find your character. Don't do imitation of people. Try to find your own character like that. This is very important in order to be funny. Yeah.
I don't want to hear your history, Wazo. I just want to keep it balanced.
No, the history is important because I discovered my methodology
through your history.
Through this
I know,
history.
So let's keep
what
it,
I do now,
let's keep
I was,
it in parts.
I was not able to do what I do now in Auroville. I was not able to do it when I was 20, 25.
I'm not saying 30. That we shouldn't hear the history. I'm saying let's do history, let's do method, let's do like move it like that.
Eh bien, allons-y. Okay. One more time. So, what it is, no. Protestation for the methodology. We are not agreeing.
No, I'm just saying history for 5-7 minutes is going to take a long time. So let's just try to bring in, let's try to go history, and then the things that emerge from history, and then I don't know how we're going to bring in humor, but let's see. But okay, I'm giving you 1 minute, Wazo, to finish off your historical.
No, but you said if I was serious.
Yeah.
Alors, why I said
it doesn't matter. He's going
to
cut out.
What I
after.
Say yes to be serious because I remember I was in Kalabumi. I say okay, when we start the Genius Brother, I remember an exercise that I did in Toulouse 20 years, that the director told me that I was doing too much, comment dire, grimace, expression with my face.
Facial expressions.
Yeah.
In order, he said, you express too much your with your face, so he put me a bag.
Wait, Chandra, can you just show us some facial expressions?
we just
need a demonstration now. As your student, can she show us some?
Yeah, but I tried to put her a bag, but she refused.
Oh. Yeah, right. So a paper bag over your
so
face.
So the guy does that in order that I learn to express with the body.
Mm.
Okay, and when I started the Genius Brother, I suddenly come back to my man. Please do nothing. So just if you arrive, you suddenly you have to go on stage. Don't try to do, before when I was 20, I would have to pay, bah, boom, bah, to jump, to do stuff. No, nothing. So my first, that's why the story was important. My first staff said, okay, you go on stage and you do nothing. And this, it took for me 30 years before I do something. Because you do believe you have to do something.
Mm.
Okay? So, and also there is a kind of maturity inside you. How the people will judge you, how you will judge yourself. Because when you do funny stuff, you have to be, Because one more time, 20 years before in Toulouse, I learned to not to be scared of the ridicule, to be ridiculous. No? So there is some exercise. You have 24, 25. You don't know exactly all your body expressions. Is the time you are super sensitive and stuff like that. So suddenly you look yourself and you want to be, in one way, you want to be loved. You want people to say, oh, you are a good actor, stuff like that. So there, this methodology teach you to say, why you want to go on stage? For which purpose? To become, you want everybody to love you. You want the people to say, wow, shh, clack, 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 clack. And suddenly, voilà. And suddenly I learned to destroy
boom.
All this, yeah. Boom. Paf, no research of success, no research to be good, nothing. You are, the theater is the way to find the truth.
Mm-hmm. 1 second. Can you say something?
Well, the truth, no, I think it's incredible. Please go
on. I hope social knowledge is incredible.
So you're supposed to say the truth.
How do you say the truth?
Say it in 7 languages, Chandra. Okay, here for our international podcast, Chandra is going to say the truth in 7 languages.
No, I think we're detracting from a very inspiring flow, so please go on.
No, but it's good. Mm-hmm. I like what, finally, sorry, I was interrupting on your loop before, but that's exactly what I was saying. Why this whole thing of the truth? That's, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, when I discovered that the motivations when you go in theater, why you want to express yourself, what you are within the show business, the society of a spectacle, we call that. I was a lot of influence by what we call the situationist movement. There was the Dadaist, there was the Surrealist. After 68 in France, in my town, we learned the Situationism. The Situationism was fun. It was artists that they make criticize the society, and the performance is to create situations. So with that, so when you do a show, you create a situation, in fact, no? And also, the theater, what is the role of theater in society? And you realize, oh, you can have what you call entertainment, here we call that, stuff, or you try to make the synthesis of to look from source have to be true. So this was my base, you see. And there, when I arrived in Auroville, I have all this background already. But what I lost, it was the capacity to express myself in English. Suddenly, what can be fun in French, you lost all. So you lost your power of expressions, you lost all your culture, and you arrive here. And because I have this background of situations, I say, okay, you have a big difference. When you do a show in France, you do a show, after you move town to town. Here, suddenly, I say, wow, this is super. I don't have the obligations to move around.
There's nowhere to go.
I don't have the obligation to look after success.
There is no success to have.
What did you say, sorry?
Nothing, go
she's
on.
She's going to repeat, she's going to say in clear words everything that you
said. Yeah,
say.
Yeah,
so give her the space, please give her the space.
Yeah, she's there to
clarify. Okay, one more time, Oiseau.
What did I do?
Avant, tu dis qu'il n'y a nulle part où on peut aller.
Here, we don't have to move. So suddenly...
there is nowhere to go.
Yeah, it will be all time the same public.
It's the same people.
Is different because in France you change town to town. So suddenly, immediately when I arrived, I understood the big visions. Okay, you have 30 years of the same public. So we have an evolution. You can do something. After 3 years, you can do something. They can be. So I got, but without formal expression, but in intuitions like that. No, that was super. The fact that you don't care about success, feedback. All this is necessary to win your life in France. No, you have to make publicity stuff. So suddenly, I imagine for me the maximum. It was just you put a small note, the minimum for publicity, no poster, nothing. It was for me the top level of information about the show. No.
So that was the only way that you advertised the show was to put a small note where on the Solar Kitchen billboard.
Imagine the freedom.
Where did you put it?
The Solar Kitchen.
Voilà.
The
okay, just the
Solar Kitchen,
yeah,
minimum.
Yeah.
Handwritten or
yeah,
what is it?
By hand, yeah, because it was more easy. And the minimum, no flashy stuff. So suddenly you have to be out of the society. I have been a lot of marked by the situationist, no? The society of spectacle, all this engrenage to become a star, to have your name. Of course, I got that in Paris with the company. We was making jokes about that, no? Oh, my name will be there. Oh, maybe my name will be better than your name and stuff like that. But after some moment, all here, it was an incredible expression. And when you lost your, you cannot do joke in French, you become a kind of stupid, in fact. When you are intelligent in French, you become stupid in English. So I say, well, it's fun. So I try to have all this background of situation. So I say, okay, I will do communication in Roville by body language and by creation of situations. And when I arrive, immediately I saw three people that with who I can work. One, I think, is with Frederick. Immediately, I saw him that he was doing sport ground. So I think probably in my first action, it was somebody told me, go to see Frederick for making this game for kids, no? This, Le Parcours du Combattant, you know? Frederick was organized some game for kids. So I went to see her. And suddenly, you are alone in certitude. It's 2 p.m. There's the sun. And Frederick gave me a crowbar. For me, to make a show in Roville is to have a crowbar. Because there is nothing. So you are alone. I remember it was for 82.
I'm trying to like see if I can have a memory of this anyway.
Yeah, I was alone. And suddenly you have your crowbar in order to put some stick. And I was doing this game. So you see the kids go, have to catch an apple in the water after they go to the farine. Comment dit la farine?
Yeah.
So first they have to get an apple in their mouth.
And you are alone to do that. And then I say, fuck. I did not say fuck because I was not able to say that. I say, blah. No, I say, zut.
I'm sure
so
it is not.
You have
zut.
A lot of your stuff, you sweat like that, and you prepare your stuff. And there I realize it comes from my Catholic background school.
Oh, the crowbar was.
Not the crowbar, but the game.
Those games.
The idea to do all stuff, because I was scout of France, I was in a Catholic school. It was this kind of stuff that we were doing.
But I'm imagining you standing there with a crowbar is like you're at the tabernacle holding the. Isn't there like a staff to hold?
Yeah, it was super hard.
No,
like in front of the church, when you were a kid,
we don't have crowbar. It was the charbon. Comment on dit ça, le charbon?
Non, mais dans l'église, quand tu faisais tes trucs, il n'y avait pas
something that the little kids like to hold? I have no experience
c'était là. Sonner les cloches.
Okay, there we go. So like when you were like ringing the bells with that rope.
Yeah, the bell, it was fun. You have your red dress, you go to the church.
So is there a parallel between that and the crowbar?
I was just standing in the boiling sun with a crowbar in his hand.
Hey, during years, before to do a Genius Brothers, you have a crowbar. First tools is a crowbar. You are like your crowbar. Every time the show starts at 8, so you have to be ready at 3 p.m. 3 p.m. is very hot. No, 3 p.m.
No, 4 minutes we have.
So, voilà. So, for the next one, we explain what's happened.
We have 4 more minutes. You don't have to stop right now.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, no. To me, there's two super points. One was this idea of this truth thing.
The truth. Because
then maybe
and
next.
The serious. Yeah.
Truth and seriousness, for me, also, it's super interesting because I've been on stage. Chandra's just been on stage.
Yeah.
And this whole thing of, because when people watch you, I don't know if we need to cover this today, but it can be for next episode. This whole thing of where people watch you and they think, oh, it's super fun. But often it's not super fun.
No, it's fun. It's fun.
But sometimes it's also like there is this concentration, about like, I'm just being stupid.
Exactly.
So this whole level that...
First I discover, I said here, not to do nothing. So you have to be empty. Okay. All time is improvisations. So there is a techniques we find how to improvise. And improvisation on stage means you have to be empty. You need to create a kind of atmosphere. Because when you arrive at visitor center at 3 p.m. Saturday, it's not fun. There's people, there is guys there. Well, Kalaboom is the same, the stage is empty. So me, I like to arrive before in order to have a kind of magic. You arrive there, I don't have a god, but I have this Bapun, yeah. Bapun spirit.
I remember him.
Yeah, Bapun spirit. A Bapun spirit is a kind of, for me, I know that, I imagine that there is somewhere a spirit there. He has to help me to create a new atmosphere, to change the atmosphere from nothing. It's boring, it's slowly, slowly. So for me, it's very important to be 3 hours or 4 hours there, you know, just to, to clean the stage, for example. You take the broom, suddenly you clean the stage. And there you... You clean the impurity of the stage. Paf, paf. Yeah, you look at this corner. Maybe there is a small devil in the corner.
But that's amazing because it's almost ritualistic and you're creating this empty space within yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you said? What you
said? Chandra is trying to be very deep and intense.
Yeah, I appreciate a lot. All the time when I said, practically also to, before to be funny, you have an invisible work. It's what I say, all my background have to come. Why it is serious? It is serious in the sense that you try to keep this objective to find the truth. After there is an expression, there is the truth that hurt, and suddenly you say from the truth that hurt, you go to the truth that save. And one day I was super happy, one guy...
Give the secrets away for the first episode.
No, it's not a secret.
Yeah. But, the truth that saves, how can that not be a secret, Wazo? Da-da-da! The truth that saves. We keep it for next episode.
It can be the suspense.
Yeah, the truth that saves.
So I go in the atmosphere. So imagine, it's very important for me to go 3 or 4 hours before on the place, slowly, slowly, by walking, by moving and stuff. To clean the stage was one of my main jobs. It's where I go from the crowbar to the broom.
Because I'm having, as you're saying that, I'm having the images of the Genius Brothers with like these different...
But I forgot
these objects,
different objects that you've been using. So it's not just a kind of ideological thing. Yeah.
But I forgot to say, I said 3 names in the beginning. I said Frederick. Yeah. I forgot to say there was after Johnny.
Yeah.
And when I saw Johnny, I said, wow, super, because he has all this mess that was creative, no? This game. And he play with the kids. Very important. To get humor, you need to have a connection with kids. My expression is from baby to mommy. Okay, so you have to touch all the generations here, even post-mortem,
mommy is grandmother.
Prenatal.
Pregnant, no? For the woman that they have a baby with pregnant, no? The baby is inside there, so they laugh, and the baby, so it will be a next, a future spectator. No? But this is important, the kids, the baby, the kids, your relation with children is very important in order that you can make different humor also. And the third one, it was Croquette, it was the French theater. So with these 3 guys, Frederick, Johnny,
again, we're coming back to your Christian background.
Yeah, Christian. I stopped to be Christian when I was 17 or something.
Oh, that's also an interesting topic for next time.
68. Okay, so how do we wrap this up?
We wrap with suspense. How to create suspense. So,
okay, good. So this is the actual lesson. You can use Chandra because she's actually with you in this thing.
Yeah.
So try to create some suspense for next season. Ready? This is impromptu.
Can you make a summary of what we spoke now? We spoke about some history of my background and stuff like that.
Right.
Suddenly I said, very important in theater. I said, why you go on stage? There you have to discover, you have to do nothing, improvisations, that you have to find the truth that hurt, or the truth that save.
But you're not giving her, how can she say
this?
You just said it.
This is what I create, suspense. She understands completely the suspense. Okay. Also. You see, she has a fence of suspense now. Correct.
D'accord, oui. Yeah,
So what will be the next step? Well, what's happened when I arrive in Oroville?
Yes, what happens when you arrive in Oroville? And again, exactly, you have to tell us if you take yourself seriously.
Seriously.
Or not.
Okay, if I say no...
On stage.
On stage.
Off stage.
Off stage.
On stage.
On stage.
Correct. I say nothing now. I shut up. So there is a suspense. What's happened? Okay.
Do you have anything?
No, but that's the thing, right? We ask the big questions. We start answering them. And then the real answer is for next time.
Okay. So I'm very happy that I destroyed completely your organizations.
Yeah. Completely. No, just want to paint a little picture so people know we're in a kind of really nice Oroville radio studio. Wazo got this comfortable blue chair. It's kind of like a Shirabindo chair, to be honest, with a different lining, would be more or less the same size and shape to Shirabindo's chair.
It's a beautiful lounge chair, and it's the only comfortable thing in the room.
And Chandra and I are sitting on plastic chairs, not so comfortable.
You can't lean on them.
Stefano. Thank you, Stefano, for the production. He's sitting in the back behind his board. And
giggling.
Kind of also a comfortable chair. Yeah, 10, 9, 8. Seven.
So thank you, Rosan. Thank you, Rosan, for this. Thank you, Chandra.
Three. Two.
Ciao, bye.
One.
Не просто бывает, есть бывает.
Неплохо.